electrons and that gasoline. No sweat or hurry, just turn on a machine. They sent an army to the desert just to keep this country free. And to liberate some carbon, baby, for you and me.
Welcome back to Eco Talk, and in this segment we're going to speak to another science reporter, this Paul Rogers with the San Jose Mercury News. He's been covering global warming for many years now, and we're pleased to have him with us to talk about what California is doing, even if Washington, D.C. won't take its head out of the sand, to try to combat global warming. Even our Republican governor, the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is ahead of the White House, who isn't. And Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Betsy.
Give us some of the highlights of what's taken place and is about to in the Golden State vis-a-vis curbing emissions.
As a lot of people may have heard over the last few years, a number of states and cities have tried to launch their own initiatives to reduce greenhouse gas emissions because they haven't had a national program from the federal government. California's been at the forefront of that. It began in the Davis administration, and it continues in the Schwarzenegger administration. Governor Schwarzenegger, on June 1st at the United Nations Environmental Summit in San Francisco, announced that he thought global warming was real, the time for talk was over, and that the state needed to set specific targets to reduce its emissions of greenhouse gases. Sort of the simple way to explain those targets, he basically said that by 2020, he wanted California to have the same emission levels as it had in 1990. Which is a pretty difficult feat, given that our population is growing in California by about 500,000 people a year, and everybody wants a car and a television and a computer.
I think if he just recalled Hummers, which he helped create, we might get there.
I don't. Got to do a lot more than that.
I know, I'm just kidding. Vice President Al Gore gave a speech recently at Stanford University. It was that PowerPoint presentation that was such a huge hit at the World Environment Day conference that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And Schwarzenegger's top environmental czar, Terry Tamminen, was there on global warming. Tell us how that was received.
Well, it's funny because you're right. Al Gore did speak to about 1,000 people at Stanford University last week, and amazingly, he requested that there be no press there, that there be no television, radio, or newspapers. I'm not quite sure why. I think he's saying that this presentation is somehow copyrighted or something, and there's a rumor he may be trying to make a movie out of it or something like that. But anyway, it was a lost opportunity to spread the word to a lot of people. I went anyway and sort of snuck in and listened to the presentation. It was very science-based, frankly very impressive. And Tamminen was there representing the Schwarzenegger administration, and he was pointing out some of the things that the Schwarzenegger administration is doing. And there are a lot of things, from setting stricter building standards that don't require as much heat or air conditioning to be used in buildings, so you don't have as much fossil fuels burned. They're pursuing the Million Solar Roofs Initiative, which is a way to add a couple of bucks on everybody's power bill and use that money to provide incentives to spread solar power around the state. And finally, they're defending in court a law that Gray Davis signed called the Pavley Bill, which requires all automakers selling cars in California by 2009 to start reducing the amount of greenhouse emissions coming from those vehicles. And the auto companies have all sued. Arnold says he supports that law and wants to see it put in place.
What do you think of the coverage of global warming? Your paper has been quite good on it, mostly because of your articles. New York Times been on it. But, you know, this should be front page news, don't you think, or top of the TV and radio newscast more often?
Yeah, it's a really interesting phenomenon, what's sort of happened. If you look at where the science was 10 years ago, scientists were not as certain as they are in their pronouncements today about how significant the buildup of carbon in the atmosphere is. They hadn't done as much research, and they weren't linking as clearly human-induced activities to it, and they also weren't talking about what the potential ramifications were as seriously as they are now. I think as the science has evolved and more money has been put into it, the coverage has also ramped up. But I think a clear problem here, as Andy mentioned in the last segment, is a lot of people don't see this as an immediate problem. When you poll people, and there have been a lot of polls done on this, they say that global warming is a problem. A majority of Americans believe it's real. They believe people are responsible for it. But it's one of those things like Social Security, where it might happen 30 or 40 years from now, people think, can be a problem. And they think, I've got more immediate problems right now. What about my job? What about my kids' education? Things like that. And so it isn't really registering as a top issue in polls. And an interesting thing about that is, I think part of the reason is that you can't really see it. When you think about other environmental issues, the Exxon Valdez oil spill or clear-cutting forests, people can see that immediately, and it's very visceral. With global warming, you're talking about a buildup of carbon dioxide, microscopically in the atmosphere. And there are a few visuals, like melting glaciers and things like that, but it's very difficult to sort of grab people with pictures.
Well, Gore's presentation, someone called it a PowerPoint presentation on steroids, was pretty graphic and pretty dramatic. We just have about 30 seconds left, so what do you see on the horizon? Do you think at least the news media is starting to get it in the wake of Katrina? And in our next segment, we'll be hearing about what's going on in the Brazilian rainforest. Don't tell them global warming isn't real.
Well, I think that the hurricane intensity, if that continues over the next few years, that's really going to alert a lot more people, I think, to this problem. The Time magazine had a cover on hurricanes and global warming this fall. I think you're going to see a lot more coverage like that. Meanwhile, California is trying to do more to reach Arnold's targets. And we're going to start seeing difficult things like whether we should do a gas tax or a cap and trade program. And, these targets are very hard to meet.
Paul?
And they require a lot of hard decisions.
Thank you, Paul Rogers. Right, we're out of time. That is Paul Rogers with the San Jose Mercury News covering the environmental beat. We'll be right back. Stay with us right after the news break.